From inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom Arise, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. A hearing is being held this week in regards to the waste isolation pilot plant, which is seeking a permit modification request, allowing the excavation of a new shaft and associated connecting drifts at WIF. City of Carlsbad spokesperson Kyle Marksteiner tells us more.
It's kind of half virtual, half going on in Carlsbad. They'll be going all week. The mayor thinks it's very important to the future of the project here that this permit be approved, because it's a safety issue, kind of restoring the underground to how it was before 2014. I think the mayor in his update on Monday was asking for people to consider going on to this hearing and or submitting letters in support of that.
County sheriffs across New Mexico and the Western States region are gathering this week in Reno, Nevada, for its annual convention. Among those sheriffs attending are Chavez County Sheriff Mike Harrington, who says attending conventions like these are important to stay in tune to today's law enforcement.
People think that once you become a sheriff or up higher, you must know it all, that why are you having to go to training? But the reality of it is we're in an ever-changing world, and you have to be up on things that's happening, because you are the face of your department. You're the one named in any lawsuits. You have to know what's going on.
45-year-old Christopher Moll of Hobbs was arrested last Thursday and charged with criminal sexual penetration of a minor. According to Hobbs police, Moll allegedly began abusing the victim at around 8 years old and continued until the victim was 14 years of age. Moll was arrested and then released on May the 12th on an unsecured bond appearance of $10,000. Moll will not be allowed any contact with the victim or the family. Commencement exercises for area high school seniors continue this weekend. Others will graduate next month. J.R. Knowles, superintendent for Artesia Schools, says he's proud of the 240 graduating seniors and is thrilled to hold the commencement exercises once again.
It is going to be as close to normal as we can get. We're really excited for these seniors and their families. They have really persevered to get to this point, and so we're looking forward to getting to celebrate with these students next Thursday night.
May 27th, beginning at 7:30, and we'll have information on other schools in the area who will have graduating ceremonies. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom Arise.